It's wonderful to be back in the house of God once again and have the opportunity to worship God in spirit and in truth. It's always such a privilege to come to the house of God. There's nothing to be compared with an experience with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Though we may do many things in life, yet there is nothing that is wonderful as coming to know Jesus and to know His wonderful love. I'd like to read just a little bit from the book of St. Luke, beginning at the first verse of the 9th chapter. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. You know, one of the most fascinating things concerning Jesus is that he was a healer. Jesus was not only a preacher of righteousness, but he was a healer. The Bible tells us that he went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And this is one of the great reasons why that I feel today that ministers who are called to the ministry should be able not only to preach the gospel, but that they should be able to heal the sick and bring deliverance to suffering humanity. If a person that is called into the ministry does not possess these qualities, then I understand of God that he is not qualified to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every minister should be endowed with the power to deliver the sick and to bring deliverance to people. Not only to be able to deliver them in their minds from the harassment of Satan, but also to bring them cures for their body. It's wonderful to be able to pray for the sick and to be able to help see those find deliverance that we know are sick and suffering, not only here in America, but in the foreign fields. In the foreign fields, we find that there are lots of suffering. Many people are suffering in the foreign fields. A lot of diseases, things that medical science has not yet learned to cope with. And even if medical science had means, in those foreign countries, there are very little medical aid to where they can find relief. We had the privilege not too long ago of sending bandages and special help into places like India and Africa. And we're so thankful to be able to help those that are in wretched circumstance. We're so thankful to be able to have a little part, not only on the home front, in spreading the gospel and bringing deliverance to the sick, but in the foreign fields. It is our joy and privilege to go there again and again and help deliver the sick and the afflicted, and also to bring salvation to those souls. Minds that are troubled, people that are troubled in fears and complex of life, having no one to help them, no one to come to their aid, unless God in His compassion send somebody forth to do something for them. So then it's a wonderful thing to know that we who are Christians are able to do something for the sick and suffering. It's so wonderful to know that people who are bound with fears, that have no liberties of life because of fear and diseases, it's so wonderful to know that we can have a helping hand in doing something special for them, in bringing them a little peace and a little comfort. You know, people should concentrate more on the spiritual side of life. It seems that we're always caught away in the things of life. We're always caught away with the natural side of life, enjoying those things that are temporal, those things that are less needed, really, when we consider our way of life. They seem to be the most important, but really, when we consider those things, we find that they're temporal and that they pass away. And the things that are eternal, it seems that sometimes we place less value. So then we need to really learn to evaluate properly as we go through life, knowing what is best for us and for those that we meet through life. As I said a little bit ago, it is so wonderful to be a minister, so wonderful to have the calling of God upon your life, to be a son of God, and to be able to go out and know that you have the power to deliver those that are bound, those that are afflicted, those that are oppressed by Satan. To know that as sons of God that we have that power, and we have that ability to go forth and do that. Only through Christ can we do that. But through the name of the Lord Jesus, we're able to do all things by His strength. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And we're able to do the wonderful things of God by the power of His might. He tells us in one place, He says concerning the weak, let the weak say that I am strong. Let him be strong in the power of my might. And God wants us to be strong. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be full of life. He wants us to be strong in the power of His might. He understands that we're not able to stand in our own strength, especially in the day that we're living in. But God wants us to be strong in the power of His might and of His grace. And God wants us to have faith, always giving forth faith in a great, magnificent manner. Never being defeated, always believing, never wavering in our faith. We should have such a staunch confidence in God that what God has said, He is able also to perform. The Bible tells us that Abraham was called the friend of God. The reason is because Abraham believed God. Abraham had faith in God. Abraham was one that trusted God. And whatever God told Abraham, he believed that. He believed that whatever God said, that it had to be just that way. Whatever God told Abraham, Abraham let his whole heart and mind and soul rest in that promise. The Bible said that he was strong in faith, giving glory unto God, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, that God was able also to perform. Not only unto Abraham, but to everyone that believeth. The Bible tells us that God will impute faith unto those that believe. God will impute faith for righteousness. So then if we can believe like faithful Abraham, we can become heirs of all things. Believing God, trusting in the Word of God, and trusting in the promises of God. That is why we as a minister invite you to give you a special invitation to join us in the wonderful things of Jesus. Every day is a great day with God. Every day is a happy day with God. Though many times it may seem because of the circumstances of life that you're going to be oppressed and that you're not going to have the joy of Christian living, yet the Spirit of the living God is a comfort to everyone that believes in God. So then every day with God is a wonderful day. Every day with God, you can feel His joy and jubilance, the great bubbling up of that inner fountain that Christ speaks about. The joy of Christian living. How wonderful it is to be a Christian. To have the Christian joy. To have the glory of God bubbling forth in your soul. To know that you are a part of God's great plan. So then we ask you to give your heart to Jesus. If you've never had an experience with God, now's a good time. Now's a good time to give your heart and life to God. Now is never a better time than at this very moment. To give your heart and life to God is the greatest thing that you can ever do. You may possess many things in your lifetime, but you'll never do anything that is so wonderful as giving your heart to Jesus Christ. You may have searched for peace. You may have looked in many directions for satisfaction. But beloved friend, there's nothing that satisfies except Jesus. I know, because I've done many things in my lifetime. I've traveled across America. I've traveled into the foreign fields. And I've done many things in my lifetime. I've been blessed with many things. But I've found out that nothing satisfies except Jesus. And unless we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, unless we have an intimate relationship with Jesus, something as to where we can be a real friend to Him and He can be a friend to us, unless we do that, we'll never find the peace and satisfaction that we need in this life. But if we go with God, if we do the things of God, if we obey the ordinances of God, and if we love the Word of God and the way of God, and we make our lives to conform to the way of God, we'll find such peace and happiness, such joy and jubilance, such wonderful, outstanding things in the Lord. It's a storehouse of treasures, great and mighty treasures, a storehouse that hath plenty for everyone. We don't have to be afraid that we're going to give out, because God has enough for everybody. So it's wonderful to know that there is a brotherhood in the land, in the world today, that there is a brotherhood that is linking hands together, or joining arms in a stride for Christianity and for peace, world peace, and for satisfaction of soul and heart. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad that I'm a Christian. I'm glad to know that God has called me into the ministry. We're able to reach many people throughout the world. We're in about 30 foreign languages, and we're reaching people around the world. In our personal ministry and in the printed page and by radio and by TV, and it's our happy privilege to be able to do that. We're thankful that God has endowed us with the powers and privileges of this great ministry. We're also working with the blind. We have Braille for the blind, and we have it in several foreign languages already. We're glad that we're able to reach the blind. Though they're in a world of darkness, God cares for the blind. And who knows but what maybe some of the Braille that we send to them may stir their faith and bring such a tremendous impact of God's Spirit into their life that their eyes will be not only spiritually open, but naturally open as well. God can work a miracle right there in their lives and in their home. And that is what God is desiring to do for you and for me and whosoever will believe. The Bible said, "Let whosoever will come and partake of the waters of life freely." God has given to all freely His love and grace. So that as we labor for God to do something for His wonderful kingdom. All right, we're thankful to have had the privilege of speaking to you from the Word of God. We trust that you'll pray for us. We trust that you will help us in our world outreach for Jesus. We'd like to take just a moment before we close the reading here to have a word of prayer, that we might pray for you and ask God to do something for you. If you'll bow your heads with me, you that are out there looking on, or you that are present, we ask you to bow your heads with us, and we'll have a word of prayer and pray for you. Father, Lord of heaven, we're so thankful for your wonderful blessings. Dear God, for your wonderful touch, Lord, for the touch of the Master's hand. And dear God, we're asking in Jesus' lovely name right now, everyone, Father, that can hear, Lord, having ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Father, heal Jesus. Father, I ask in your great name that you heal, Father, in the name of God, that you bring healing and bring deliverance. May the great Spirit of God that I feel right now, Father, May it move out through the audience. Oh God, may they hear. May they believe. Oh God, may they confess their sins. And may they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Heal and deliver, Father. I ask it in the name of your lovely Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May He bless you richly with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.